Those of you who may not be aware, as a congregation, we support the Fellinis in Rome, and Grace Christian Center provided for them a motorcycle. He still works and has to travel quite a ways for a commute, and his motorcycle completely broke down. And so as a congregation, we supported him in getting another one, and that's why you've saved him 10 days of his life so far. And we're going on to 20. So there's a reason for rejoicing. What a joy to have you guys here. How many years ago, Catherine, were you here? Is it 5 years? 4 years ago? Yeah. Well, anyway, it's such a great thing to have you with us in the church. I know that, what, you have another week, 10 days, 2 weeks here?
I'd be here for another 6 days.
Okay, another 6 days and then back to Rome. So now you know, personally, your missionaries in Rome. I urge you, continue to be in prayer. We support people all around the world. The most important thing we want to do is continue to lift up Jesus and continue to make disciples so he brings his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. How many want to continue to be a part of that? Lord, let it be. We'd like you guys to come on up. Kara, would you come and join them? And let's repeat our prayers, not the ones over at Koblenz, the same prayers, but let's pray for them as they get ready to go back to Rome. Stick out your hands and come on up and join us in prayer. We're going to pray God's travel mercies and anointing continue. It's not an easy field. When you're in a land where they're already full of religion, but not much relationship, it's not easy. But they have laid their lives down willingly to do the will of the Lord. Anyone else want to come on up and join us? But please raise your hands toward them as we pray. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give this precious family to you. We thank you, Lord, that they are living exactly what Paulo preached and taught this morning. They are sold out to you, Lord Jesus, and they've gone to a land of his birth. And Jesus, he's taking his spiritual birth and the truths of your word and your presence to them. Give them great fruit, great harvest, O God. And thank you that we have the privilege of laboring together with them. Now we send them out with further rejoicing and travel mercies and angels of protection. And Lord, let this be the best year of their lives and ministry so far.
Yes,
Lord. Full of richness, Lord, we pray.
Lay your hand on them, Father, with your grace, your peace, and your love. Put your anointing not just on them, Father, but in them. Fill their hearts with your spirit. Fill their mouth with your words. And fill their actions, Father, to lead others unto thee. You've pulled them out to be one of your ministers, to pull your people to you. They are in a field that is barren. You are the healer. You are the protector. You are the drawer of your people. For no man can come unto thee unless you draw him. So show them who you're drawing and how you're drawing them, that they know which ones they are to stand still and minister to, so that they know where their next steps are to be. Pull this couple, Father, close to yourself.
Yes.
Surround them with your arms and your love. Anoint their eyes. Pull their spirits, Father, into your spirit, and allow your grace to reach the people of Rome. Mm-hmm. Allow your love, true love, to come in to each person that you have them minister to. Thank you, Jesus, in your name and on your grace. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Lord, we lift up the next generation. These are the parents, Lord. These are the people that are taking you to a barren field. But the next generation, Lord, the next generation will be an even greater witness for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sons and daughters that go forth in your name because of their parents. Mm-hmm. that are willing to witness for you in school, in classrooms, around the world, teaching through their own example their fellows in their classrooms. And as they go forth into the world, bringing you with them into an even greater crowd. Bless them, Jesus. Bless them, Lord. And bless these parents that work so diligently for you.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That's as much as I give you.
Father, I thank you for their faithfulness to you and your faithfulness to them. I thank you, Lord, that they're the apple of your eye. And for a message today that's both refreshing and inspiring and exhorting. Truly rich, Lord.
Yes.
Truly rich. I thank you for their family all together. Your grace upon their lives. Your fruitfulness. For barren place, yes. But your continued love poured through them that they might produce fruit in your kingdom. Lovers of God producing lovers of God.
Yeah, that's right.
In Jesus Christ. Amen.
Father, you've been with them. So obvious you have been with them every step that they have been journeying, and I pray, Lord, you'd continue to be with them. Continue to let them know your presence, your continued direction, your continued sustenance and strength. And because, Lord, you're with them, I pray that they would continue to be courageous, continue to be strong, continue to stand up tall and speak truth. Continue to, Lord, supernaturally get in there and just continue to bolster them with you, Lord Jesus, that it would be your strength, your passion, your love, a renewing of your courage, of your strength, because, Lord, as it's so obvious, you are with them.
Fresh winds. Raise your sails in a fresh way, and I bring to you fresh winds. I will breathe on you and blow on you in fresh ways beyond your expectancy. Even take your own verse to heart. Be not weary in well-doing. For I will show you and give you fresh harvest, fresh fruit, fresh visitation, and a fresh sense of my presence, and send you back with joy and rejoicing. Fresh winds will blow in your sail. And daughter, I say unto you that your labors are not in vain. The Lord sees your toil and your labor of years, even as a young one. And I will give you great fruit beyond even what you expect. Consider, in the next months, I will do something for you that will resonate in your spirit and bring you great joy. Watch for it. For fresh fruit, fresh winds, fresh visitation is coming to you all, says your God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you're here this morning and you've not surrendered your life to the Lord, I urge you to do so and embark on this fantastic journey we've been talking about all morning. It's a joy to have Paolo and Kathy with us. There is a 10th year newsletter that I printed out. I'll put on the back table. I only have one copy, but you're certainly welcome to take a look at it. If you've not given your life to the Lord, I urge you, let this be the day to do so. Come on up afterwards. We'll be honored to pray with you. If you need healing in your body, we'll be honored to pray with you about that. Above all, go out rejoicing in the Lord. Next week, we'll be talking about Gideon again. So I invite you to return and come enjoy the Lord with us. Will you stand, please? Father, I pray that you'll send these precious people forth with the joy of the Lord as the strength and your presence upon them. Oh God, we go. With our hearts fixed, our hearts are fixed, O God, our hearts are fixed, we will sing and give praise. How we love you, Lord, and we thank you for meeting with us this day. Bless each one who's come, in the powerful and precious name of Jesus. They all said,
Amen.
Be released into the joy of the Lord. God bless you.